families, married couples. After 20 years, you're not meeting the other human anymore at breakfast table. You're meeting your conception of the other person. Last time you saw them was 15 years ago. And so life becomes stale and lifeless. And then you do the same to other humans. You have formed already opinions about them when you for years you've carried the image of who they are, and those you meet your opinion of the other person. You meet your image of the other person. They might, sometimes it happens that the other person changes completely, and this may have happened to some of you. You change completely through the old consciousness, the old conditioned beginning to dissolve, and it's possible that nobody noticed in your family, people you've been knowing for many years, because they carry so much the mental image of you that they cannot, when they meet you, that's who they see. And it happened to me once. There was this total inner transformation, and then I saw a person I hadn't seen in a few years, and he said, "Oh, you haven't changed at all." So it's space. Give them space. But first you have to give yourself space. Allow this moment to be. That's the key also to transformation in human relationships. Very problematic human relationships. I believe it was Ram Dass who said, human relationships are the sadhana, which means spiritual practice, for the West. It was also Ram Dass who said, if you think you're so enlightened, go and spend a week with your parents. And it's good that one is challenged through human relationships, because if you were not challenged, the patterns that are inside you, many of them might be dormant. Certain patterns may still be there, but many you wouldn't see. It's through the challenges of things going wrong, so to speak, not going according to expectation, not things no longer being in their proper place where they should be, things shifting around you. Somebody wrote this book, Who Moved My Cheese? I haven't read it, but it must be about that. And something that comes very powerfully into human relationships is what, through so many thousands of years of not being who you are, being trapped in a limited, conditioned identity, and creating so much suffering out of that delusion, that suffering left traces in each human being. That suffering weighs heavily on the planet as the collective field of human pain. That suffering you can sense sometimes in some places, you can feel it almost in the air. There's so much suffering created by human beings over millennia. And there's no human being on this planet who doesn't come into this life already with their share of human suffering. the heaviness of human pain.